KSA Radio News with Wendy King.
The fired Atlanta police officer who shot Rayshard Brooks twice in the back during a sobriety arrest faces a long list of charges, including felony murder.
You certainly can't fire a gun, a handgun, at someone who is running away.
Paul Howard, Fulton County's district attorney, says they have a mountain of evidence, including 8 different videos of the shooting and 10 people in the Wendy's parking lot who claim to be eyewitnesses. The White House indicated President Trump will support the Senate Republicans' legislation aimed at reducing police violence and increasing accountability. Tim Scott from South Carolina is one of the senators that helped craft the bill.
What we've done is a bipartisan piece of legislation, taking the priorities in the House bill, the words of the president in the executive order, and crafted it into a piece of legislation.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wade Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My 4 children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Federal investigators have reported findings on the helicopter crash that killed Laker legend Kobe Bryant and his daughter earlier this year. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The 1,700 pages released Wednesday are actually several reports. Among the findings is that while flying through a very thick fog, chopper pilot Arizavian radioed that he was climbing to try to rise above the clouds when, in fact, the chopper was descending, and quickly. Moments later, it slammed into a hillside northwest of L.A., suggesting he was disoriented. In another section, investigators cite some previous issues when it came to the company's safety record, but the reports do not offer a conclusion of what caused the January crash. A final report on the cause is expected later this year. The NBA superstar, his 13-year-old daughter, and 6 of their friends were killed, along with Zavian. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Actor Danny Masterson is facing rape accusations in 3 separate cases. USA's Kenneth Burns has more.
The 44-year-old actor of That 70s Show fame was charged Wednesday in Los Angeles. He's accused of attacking 3 different women between 2001 to 2003 in his home. Masterson was arrested and later freed on $3.3 million bail. This isn't the first time Masterson has been accused of rape. In 2017, he was fired from the Netflix show The Ranch after 4 women accused him of rape, charges he denied at the time. If convicted, Masterson faces up to 45 years to life in state prison. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton said in his upcoming book that President Trump asked Chinese President Xi Jinping to help him win the 2020 presidential election. An excerpt from Bolton's memoir about his time serving in the Trump administration that was published in the Wall Street Journal said Trump brought up China's economic capability, pleading with Xi to ensure he would win the upcoming election during a meeting in Osaka during the G20 summit last June. Bolton also described a conversation between the president and Xi during which the Chinese president said he wanted to work with the president for 6 more years, and Trump replied that people were saying that the 2-term constitutional limit on presidents would be repealed for him. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.